one message I want to really has to be made clear to everyone involved in this is that the most important fuel to human beings is food and water. And when you threaten water, you're threatening life, because the bottom line is water equals life. And you are not ever going to have enough natural gas to support your body if you destroy your water. There's that Joni Mitchell song, "You Don't Know What You've Got Till It's Gone." And if you've ever traveled the world, you'll see people walking miles and miles in India for water on their heads. I spent a lot of time in Rajasthan, where there's been a drought for 17 years. We have, in abundance, a wealth that is not shared in most of the rest of the world. And we're about to threaten that. I'd like, you know, we hear a lot about how this is going to be good for the economy. I would simply like to say that in our, where I come from, which is between Deposit and Hancock, 60,000 acres went under lease at $2,500 an acre 3 years ago, laying about $150 million on a community that was less than 5,000. And I would like to tell you that the economy is far worse now than it was then. The people that took that money did not spend that money locally. In fact, it completely killed the real estate and building. There was no one who's going to buy a vacation home in the Hancock Deposit, Sanford area with fracking in the future. They would be certifiably insane. Nor is anybody likely to be improving their properties with fracking in the future. This is one of the big lies, is how good it is for the economy. And I can tell you, where I live, where the big money did descend, $150 million on 5,000 people, the economy got worse and the hardware store and Deposit closed. So, let me simply say, to conclude, that we are being asked to believe the words of gas and oil companies, who, by law, are institutional psychopaths. And if you believe what they say, perhaps you too should be institutionalized. Because lies make the soul sick. And these lies not only are making people that want to pass gas sick, they in fact will make those of us who have already banned it on their own property, like myself, because in fact the ban starts with people saying no to leases. And so I have said no to my lease, but I am surrounded by 60,000 acres that has been leased, and on those leases, not only did they lease their gas rights, they leased their water rights. So even if there were no chemicals in the fracking fluids, if they were allowed to take water from my neighbor's property to frack, I would be really fracked. So, to conclude, please get the word out to people and just tell them what is going on. Because in the end, the gas is for 50 years, the water is forever. Thank you. Yeah.